Others, if you don't know, let me introduce Hayley Mary, the Jezebel's frontwoman, has been making solo music for a fair while now. I mean, she's just released two EPs in the last 18 months. These are her own EPs, not with the Jezebel's. Her latest album is called The Drip, and she joins us from Melbourne. Hayley Mary, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Hayley, last year, yeah, I bet it is. It's probably happy to be anywhere, really, after so much lockdown over the last year and this. Last year you had your bags packed, ready to tour your first solo EP, which is called The Piss and the Perfume. The pandemic stopped that in its tracks. How did it feel to get back into the studio? Was that a good way for you to recover?
Yeah, well, I think it's just about putting one foot in front of the other and not thinking too much at this stage. So I guess for musicians that tends to mean just keep writing songs and recording them and hope that one day you'll be able to play them live. So that's what I did with my first lockdown, was just got in the studio sort of impromptu because there was a lot of cancellations and that kind of thing. So I was lucky.
Well, yeah. You've been lucky again because your bags must be almost packed again. You're heading to Queensland and you've just come out of another lockdown. How hard is it to be, positive through all of this and just, keep calm and sort of carry on, go with the flow, so to speak?
Well, I think you kind of put the answer in the question there. It's like, I think positivity is the only way to respond to it, because if you try and get apply the old paradigms of the music industry to today, you really just get stuck. It used to be all about planning like a year ahead and sticking to those plans. And just like any other industry, I suppose, that was based on plans, you just have to roll with the punches and the changes. And suddenly it turns out that things can be more fluid than you ever thought, and you just kind of have to go with it. Yeah.
well, you've done it and you've got your second EP. I want to talk to you about your musical style. I'm sure you would not like to be classified as perhaps one thing in particular, but I've read you had a childhood love of Australiana, punk, pub rock. Who are some of your influences?
Well, yes, you're very perceptive there in knowing that I wouldn't want to be put in one genre. I think lots of artists are like that these days, though I do kind of call it vaguely pop rock, sort of feel good, happy, sad music.
But that's everything.
Yeah,
pop rock,
exactly.
Happy, sad.
But I love the kind of the lyrical storytellers like Paul Kelly, obviously, and the Go-Betweens and things like that. But I suppose I also try to marry what I think are kind of conflicting sort of styles. Like my first EP, I was trying to create this feeling of a memory that was kind of a fictional memory that I had of your parents dancing in the kitchen when you're a child, but your dad is Roy Orbison and your mum is Cyndi Lauper. So you're kind of marrying different things together and making my own little ideal world in which they coexist.
Well, that's very sweet. I can have that same image of my parents dancing, but they're not Cyndi Lauper and Roy Orbison. So maybe
neither
that's,
are mine.
Maybe that's generational. There is a raw emotion that comes through in your music and in your lyrics. How do you hear and feel music when you're writing? How does that feel to you? How does it come through?
Oh gosh, it's a bit early. It's a combination of that cliche of gifts from the muses. Sometimes it does feel like it's poking through the void at you, and if you're attentive, you pay attention and you try and turn it into a real form. Mm-hmm. But also there is a work ethic involved in finding those moments. A song will appear from the muses, but consistently they won't, and so you have to go out looking for them and develop a way of sitting down. The guitar was the biggest entry point for me to becoming a solo artist, picking up a guitar, learning a little bit about software, having an instrument where I can go to it and say, okay, what have you got?
Glad you did. Enough talking. Yeah. Let's listen to What Have You Got. Hayley, thank you very much for joining us. We're going to listen now to a stripped-back version of the title track of your new EP, The Drip, and you recorded this special acoustic version of it for us. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's hear it now. This is The Drip.
Your attention for a moment, your attention for Says there's nothing more tragic than a dead person's shoes. Now he's wearing the crown in his own cashmere shanty town. Oh, you always were the clown. Now sinking in the puddle on the side of the road, they thought it was a rock but found it was a rose. A little too late, darling.
Completely with the listener who wrote in, said, wow, who is this singing fantastic voice and performance? It's Hayley Mary, her new EP, an acoustic version that she recorded just for you here on RM Breakfast of her single, The Drip. If you want to learn more about her, head to hayleymary.com, hear more about the upcoming tour.